It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I think we're on the northwest corner or northeast corner.
Good God.
At that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did they ask Netflix?
Try again, Mike.
Whoa!
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
CP03?
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not.
CP30.
No, you're still off. And on Star Wars Day, too. Mm.
May the 4 be with you.
No.
May the 4th.
Oh, my.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week The Little Tip.
Classic BMW of Plano brings you the emergency brake of the week. It's 7:51 here on The Ticket. Don't forget, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy with us coming up here at 8:15. But first, this longtime Friday tradition, we'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the 10 to noon show, Norm and Donnie show, it is Mike Soroy. Now, he was filling in for Norm this week, and he was filling in while having laryngitis. And he got it from having the experience of scream vomiting. So this is funny in the sense that you get what Gordo likes to call deathbed Mike. Deathbed Mike Soroy, because his voice is really shaky. And he's trying to say the word cheddar, but he doesn't really say it that way. Cheddar.
Art everywhere.
My neighborhood does not have that.
And then we start a skimming. Skimmy, skimmy, skimmy.
Skimming what?
Cheddar, come on, money.
What's
he talking about?
Boy, what?
Yeah, couple bucks here, a couple bucks there.
It sounded a little different. Yeah,
slush fund.
I know what you said, but it's not what it sounded like.
It did not. Yeah, because I'm not skimming that
capital improvement.
No matter
what did it sound like? What else do you skim?
It sounded like you said the toilet. Another word for the toilet
that sounds similar to cheddar.
Yes.
Really?
It was really close.
Yes, it sounded
cheddar.
Like
it. It was really close.
No, we're slush fund, whatever that means. That's an important thing we need to learn.
We're not taking from our constituents.
He did put the sh sound in there.
He did.
Along with ch.
But I didn't hear the I
sound.
It sounded like he still kept the E.
Yeah. But
it was just very awkward.
It sounded blasted or something.
No, we're going to start skimming.
Okay, Mike, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll skim soon to get out of here.
We'll tape lasers on sharks' heads, and then we'll bring down the Navy.
It does sound like Donnie was visiting Mike in the hospital during this whole thing. let's hear it one more time.
Art everywhere.
My neighborhood does not have that.
And then we start a skimming. Skimmy, skimmy, skimmy.
Skimming what?
Cheddar, come on, money.
What's
he talking about?
Boy, what?
Yeah, couple bucks here, a couple bucks there.
It sounded a little different. Yeah,
slush fund.
I know what you said, but it's not what it sounded like.
It did not. Yeah, because I'm not skimming that
capital improvement.
No matter
what did it sound like? What else do you skim?
It sounded like you said the toilet. Another word for the toilet
that sounds similar to cheddar.
Yes.
Really?
It was really close.
Yes, it sounded
cheddar.
Like it.
It was really close.
No, we're slush fund, whatever that means. That's an important thing we need to learn.
We're not taking from our constituents.
All right, so there's Mike Soroy up as candidate number one. Candidate number two, and I think we'll throw this on a guy named Scott Farrell, who does the nighttime show here on The Ticket. It's a network show. He's the one with the really unusual voice, talks like this, talks like he's got something stuck in his throat. He loves the Sterminator. He loves Bob Sturm. He loves having Bob on his show. So we had Bob on this week with the Cowboys making a coaching change and to talk about the hiring of Mike McCarthy. So they're talking Cowboys, and then at the end, because Farrell loves hockey, and I think that's another reason why he loves Bob so much, because Bob loves hockey. He throws in a hockey question about Monty getting canned here. And it throws Bob for a total loop and totally stopped down Farrell on the bench.
They get super super conservative and timid, and it ends up blowing up in their face because everybody knows they're about to run inside zone with Zeke into an eight-man box, and pretty soon that drive is about to end just because everybody and their brother knows what they're trying to do.
Hey, respectfully, I got 45 seconds. Did you guys know Montgomery had a drinking problem?
Montgomery?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that, right?
No, I know now.
I thought we were doing. I'm sorry. I totally didn't understand the question. I didn't know you were talking about our hockey coach.
Yeah.
I thought, okay. Scotty, I just totally tanked there, and we're running out of time.
That's all right.
No, I don't know that everybody knew Jim Montgomery had a drinking problem. I'm very sorry. What an awesome.
It's all right. Like, no worries. I didn't know if it was like a big secret. No one knew what was going on.
So I have a question. Bob immediately said yes. Well, what Montgomery was he thinking of that has a drinking problem?
I don't know.
Did you guys know Montgomery had a drinking problem? What? Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about the Stars head coach.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, what Montgomery did Bob think he was talking about? Wilbert Montgomery?
I don't know. He's just going along with it.
Montgomery Cliff?
Montgomery Cliff.
All right, just one more time so we can hear Pharrell's voice.
They get super, super conservative and timid, and it ends up blowing up in their face because everybody knows they're about to run inside zone with Zeke into an eight-man box, and pretty soon that drive is about to end just because everybody and their brother knows what they're trying to do.
Hey, respectfully, I got 45 seconds. Did you guys know Montgomery had a drinking problem?
Montgomery?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that, right?
No, I know now.
I thought we were doing. I'm sorry. I totally didn't understand the question. I didn't know you were talking about our hockey coach.
Yeah.
I thought, okay. Scotty, I just totally tanked there, and we're running out of time.
That's all right.
No, I don't know that everybody knew Jim Montgomery had a drinking problem. I'm very sorry. What an awesome.
It's all right. Like, no worries. I didn't know if it was like a big secret. No one knew what was going on.
Man, I guess we could put him on Bob, but Bob was just on the show to talk Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
The Montgomery question just comes out of nowhere, so I think we put it on Scott Farrell as candidate number two. And candidate number three, maybe for the last time ever, is a guy by the name of Mike Reiner, who gave us all an emergency break earlier this week with this announcement.
I don't make a habit of this, but I have a little bit of a news drop for you guys, and I want you to hear it from me as opposed to from someone or somewhere else where it's open to interpretation or spin or that type of thing. Here you're getting it straight up from me. We're on vacation right now. Happens every year at this time. January rolls around. We go back. We attack the new broadcast year. That will be the case this year as well, with one difference. And that difference is, I won't be there. It's time for me to step away from the gig at the Ticket, and that's what I'm going to do.
So the three of us found out as well on Monday. We were blindsided by this news, too. We found out a few hours before the P1 did, and I think all three of us had the same reaction. We just looked at Kat with a blank stare and didn't say anything for about 30 seconds. It was a definite e-break to all of us and all the P1s. What a shocking way to start this week.
Couldn't believe it. Still can't believe it. Still seems weird.
It does.
I wonder what Mike is thinking every day when he wakes up. Greatest thing ever? Or I made a big mistake?
He's already bored in day five.
Already bored. Or I feel like he thinks it's the best decision ever.
Yeah. I think it's after, like, when you hit the four-month mark is when it starts setting in of, oh, I hope I made the right choice. I think he's still in the honeymoon phase right now.
Yeah. And that's the one thing that's made it easier, because in talking to Mike and seeing him interact with people this week, he does seem truly happy. So that helps us all get through it. The fact that Mike seems happy, and we certainly want the best for him. But man, what an e-break. What a way to start this week with the announcement that Mike Reiner was stepping down and retiring, the godfather of the Little Ticket. who I do believe Fernando, as it stands right now, is in second place in the all-time standings, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's runs. He's second.
Okay, with 80-some-odd.
But you're catching up.
He breaks. I am catching up. So is it Mike Soroy, Scott Farrell on the bench, or Mike Reiner? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
E-Break Man here for Skimmy, Skimmy, Skimmy. How you do that, Skim? The one that got the slush fun here. Come up here, I'll come up there. Threw a toilet around her head. Show me how to skimmy, and I promise you, I'll run away with you.
Okay, that was not the lyrics to that Cure song.
So I guess Soroy for Skimmy, Skimmy, Skimmy.
That's a Soroy vote, yes. There's Robert Smith calling in to vote for Soroy.
Not bad. That was quickly produced there. Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Do I have time to say something funny?
Sure.
Nah, I don't really have anything. I'll vote for Reiner.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yes, I'm going to vote for Mike Reiner.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Man, I just ate two sausage, egg, chorizo, bacon, and potato taquitos, and I'm trying to hurry up and get home so I can sit on the cheddar.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Morning, guys. The morning has been increaseous and endophilous.
Oh, it's thesaurus rhymes.
Have a good one, guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm surprised he didn't call us boys. Hey, boys. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
How did Norm outlast Mike?
Well.
Is it gambling? Is that why?
What are you talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Who are you voting for?
I don't know. I'm voting for Mike, but I just want to know how Norm
okay,
outlasted.
Okay, yes. That's something to ask your therapist.
Yeah, ask your therapist on that.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has done it again.
Wow, that was fast.
One last time. And I guess technically he could win again. He could always call up and be a part of a segment, or when he returns to do his big, this is how my life is now with the hard line, it could happen. But yes, here is the beginning of that shocking announcement made earlier this week.
I don't make a habit of this, but I have a little bit of a news drop for you guys, and I want you to hear it from me as opposed to from someone or somewhere else where it's open to interpretation or spin or that type of thing. Here you're getting it straight up from me. We're on vacation right now. Happens every year at this time. January rolls around, we go back, we attack the new broadcast year. That will be the case this year as well, with one difference. And that difference is, I won't be there. It's time for me to step away from the gig at The Ticket, and that's what I'm going to do.
And that's what he, there was no gunshot at the end. That video was awesome. That he put together is 6 minutes long. We aired it that Monday afternoon. It went viral. There was a while there on Monday where it was neck and neck what was viral here in this area, Mike McCarthy or Mike Reiner. That was about the time that we learned that Mike McCarthy is going to be the Cowboys' next head coach officially. And Reiner has had a big week. You can see the impact he's made in Dallas radio here at The Ticket the last 26 years, and before that at KZEW, part of the Big Zoo morning show. So many stories done on him online, on television. He had his big moment at the Mavericks game the other night. I'm glad Mike got it was supposed to be a quiet goodbye and send-off, but I'm glad he got a big send-off with all the reaction that's been going his way this week. And how many wins is that for him, Fernando?
That's his 90th win, 21 behind Norman Humpty Dumpty Hitzkus.
90.
Oh, he'll have more.
Another year, he could have got to 100 this year.
Oh, he probably will.
You know, that shows that Mike didn't care about stats.
No, he didn't.
He just wanted to win. All he wanted to do was win, but he didn't care about stats and breaking records or getting to benchmarks, anything like that.
He wasn't about that. That's not Mike. He liked things to happen organically. He did end up with a very round number of 90, so that's good. And who knows, maybe through the years he'll add to that when he jumps on with us here at the Ticket. And he's had so many of those awesome moments the last 26 years. Let's get some way back music going and listen to maybe a few other great moments for Mike.
All right, so we had big yucks and fun with all that.
And that was a couple months ago. I had so forgotten about that.
Yeah. I was counting on that.
Oh, that was so out of my mind.
Back in March.
Was it March?
It was the end of March.
Yet all this time, while we're having our yucks.
Whoa, God!
Our yucks and fun.
You are with me.
Oh my!
Wait till they hear this tape.
You might want to give us that speech again.
Yeah, you might want to.
For those who have no idea what we're laughing at, Reiner just tried to say fun and yucks and reversed the F and the Y in front of Joan and Big Bill Scott, our human resources vice president.
Joan and Big Bill Scott.
Didn't work out real well for
me,
did it?
No, it sure didn't.
That's called scorched earth right there.
That is scorched earth, boy.
It just sounds...
Anyway.
Corby sounds younger there. No, that's how high his voice is.
It's amazing.
All right, one more, Big Jer.
So his dad's in seminary school.
Gross.
And he's been transferred, not semen school, seminary school.
Down there on Seminary Drive?
Yeah.
In the Southwestern Baptist Theological.
That's it.
I had a 4.0 in that other school you just mentioned.
I bet.
Well, when I was back there in seminary school, there was a person there who put forth the proposition that you can petition the Lord with prayer.
Who?
Doesn't matter.
What the hell are you doing then? Why'd you bring it up?
Who is it? He doesn't know. He has no idea.
God.
So yeah,
I'm quoting the Lizard King. Leave me alone.
I think it's the Reverend Horton Heat.
Whatever it is, it's stupid.
Whatever it is, it's stupid.
You can petition the Lord. Petition him with prayer. It's a double petition in there somewhere. Well, way to go, Mike, on a great radio career and your 90th emergency break of the week on the week that you retire.